And I think it is comforting to our heart that in the scene of death, in the scene of a departure of a child of God, there is weeping, there is sadness, there is mourning. But in that scene, there is no weeping, there is no sad song. This is actually like we are taunting death. Okay? Show us your power. Where are you? Where is it? Come now. Let's see what you have. We are victorious because of Him. And we are in triumph, are rising up. Those who were falling asleep in Jesus, those who are alive and remain, we are all now joining in that. What throng will be in the air, in that sphere of the one who had the power of death, that day to stand up and to look at Him in the eyes, if we were even going to look at Him in the eyes and say, huh, now what? Where? What victory do we have, dear saints of God? One always said this, when Satan remind you of your past to knock you down, always remind him of his future. That day will come in the cloud, in the air, when we are rising up, where millions and millions and millions of the saints of God will be echoing and singing that song. Death, where is thy sting? Sheol, grave, or Hades, or death, where is thy power? It's all gone, not because of us, because we're following the victor. He went up in a shout. And I tell you what, you and I, we were going up in a shout again. Therefore, there is an encouragement. In every section, there was an admonition or encouragement for us. I said in the earlier section, awake into righteousness and sin must. Be not under the influence of that thing. In the second section, reminding us of what will take place that flesh and blood could not inherit. You and I are heirs of God. Walk here on the earth as an heir with the dignity that God had put upon you. And here, as a result of that, then he goes on to verse 58 and he said, then my beloved brethren, he said, so then my beloved brethren, be firm. Don't let things shake you up. Immovable. But that's maybe the negative part or the passive part. The active part is abounding always in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not vain in the Lord. It's always in the Lord. It's not in Jesus or in Christ. It is in the Lord because His Lordship, as it's been displayed in overcoming all of the power of the enemy, had to have impact on our life. So as we walk here in the scene, knowing that we don't know how long we'll be here, let's use all our energy, all our power. Let's be encouraged to be baptized for the dead. Let's be encouraged to over and always, always abounding, and just not doing a little bit, always abounding in the work of the Lord, because He is just, He's faithful, because we know that our labor is not in vain in the Lord.
This verse implies that they were not abounding in the work of the Lord, because He had to tell them that. So it tells us that if we don't appreciate this truth of resurrection, it will make us complacent in our activities here. But if we appreciate the truth of resurrection, then it means that there is a destiny for the believer that is beyond this. And it will, I'd like to emphasize the part about evangelism, because it says in verse 34, some do not have the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. It will make us more evangelically minded. It will make us more spiritually minded. We will use our resources to abound in the work of the Lord. There's a very nice companion thought that we have to be abiding in the Lord, and also we have to be abounding in the work of the Lord. And these two things go together. If we are abiding in the Lord, it's a place of rest. If we are abounding in the Lord, in the work of the Lord, it's a place of activity. Both of these characterize the believer when we appreciate the principles of the Scripture.
I just want to read two verses of a saint who, in the New Testament, faced death. And that's Stephen in Acts 7. Verse 59 and 60. And they stoned Stephen. as he was calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said that, he fell asleep. Here is a saint who's just facing death in a very cruel way, being stoned, and he's serving the Lord to the last second, if you want to say.
Is the vainness in verse 58 linking back to earlier in the chapter, verses 12 and 14 and such?
Yes, I think it's the same expression as the second definition John gave, empty. It's the thought of emptiness. So it's not empty.
Because he will reward. He's faithful. He will fill us. So brethren, I think the conclusion was, having such a knowledge, it brings us on firm foundation. Firm, immovable. Let's take it to heart. Yes, we're going to feel the sorrow here on earth, but we don't sorrow like the people of this world who are without hope. So one is thankful that the last part of that chapter that is before us, it brings us on unshaken ground, steady ground. Let's leave with this in our own minds. And let's thank the Lord that he can bring such a subject before us to comfort and encourage our hearts. And maybe a brother might have a hymn. We can stand up and as well pray for the ministry meeting, that at the end of such a conference, he will give us a word that is in season, that will encourage our hearts as we would leave this place for his name's sake.
2:40.
2:40. Shall we rise, please?